Many of our listeners do not hear the commercials that are played on our flagship station, WFYL, out of Philadelphia. But one of the commercials during the break asked the question, how can we trust our Justice Department? How can we trust our State Department? How can we trust government as a whole when it's obvious that government has become corrupt? We've been lied to. What do we do, Gary, when even the Justice Department is in the past exhibited itself to be totally politicized? Now, I'm not saying that about Attorney General Jeff Sessions right now. I'm not saying that now, but I'm saying in the past, under prior attorneys general, we have seen the epitome of corruption. So how can the American people have any confidence whatsoever that what's coming out of our government right now is anything remotely close to the truth?
Sounds like a verse of scripture that I've heard. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do, doesn't it? And of course, when you read on down through that text, the point of emphasis is God is still in heaven, God is still on the throne, and God is in control. But, you know, even as we were talking off air, I think it was yesterday, Dave, when you see all this corruption that is in government, not just in Washington, D.C., but in state governments and many times in local governments and so forth and so on, you almost come away from it with a dirty feeling. When you listen to this stuff on the radio, the television, and read it in the newspaper, and it does truly lead to that question, what can we as born-again believers do? But you know, Dave, I think that there's several things we could do. Number one, we must pray for our government. You know, when you read down through Romans chapter 13, you'll find that the purpose of government is to stand against evil and to stand for good. I often say it's to terrorize evil. Government is to terrorize evil. And yet, you know that if you've got something like the government, by the way, which is an institution of God, that has as its God-given mission to do away with evil, you know, David, that Satan's going to do everything that he can to bring filth and dirt and unrighteousness and sin into the government. You know that's going to happen. You know that every day the government and everybody in government is under a satanic attack. The Bible tells us that Satan seeks whom he may devour. So I think, number one, it's absolutely important that we pray, as the Bible tells us, that we pray for those who are in positions of authority. Secondly, I think it's important that we raise up Bible-believing, dedicated Christian men and women to serve in government, Dave. You know, it seems like in many ways Christians have run from government. But remember, as I said just a moment ago, government is an institution of God. And as we are to be involved in the family and the church as Christians, we should also be involved with government. That's God's will. That's God's way. And so I think that we need to, as pastors, we need to encourage the people within our churches to get involved in government, to bring the light of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ into the place of authority. If we pray and if we seek righteous people to serve in government, I really believe that we would be able to see the tide turning, because God's word does not return unto him void. Unfortunately, so often as Christians, we've turned our back against government, and really, we should not do that. We should do everything that we possibly can to reach men and women in government with Jesus Christ. We should pray for government, and we should try to involve others in government who have a godly life. And then, obviously, trust God. God will do what's right, remembering he's always the righteous judge.
Intercede and engage is what I'm hearing you say, Gary. We need to intercede before the throne of God that that which is evil will be brought to the light and punished. That which is truly elevated, and certainly in this situation with these collusion claims that have been around, as you well said, Gary, for a year plus, and nothing yet proven with respect to them. We need to pray that the truth comes out. And then number two, Proverbs 29:2 does say this, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. We need to pray, and pastors in America, preachers, need to lead the charge in this country. Amen. To try to get righteous people in positions of leadership. Mm-hmm. When that takes place, then, friends, the doorkeepers of the institution of government, which is one of God's institution, when the doorkeepers are committed to righteousness, the entire scenario changes for good. So as Gary said so eloquently, rather than running from government because it has become a dirty thing, we need to run right into the middle of it with the light of the truth of God.